They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff, you know, we're not a monogamous team.
No.
How many podcasts do you have?
5. It's a lot.
I know. So this is something that is so amazing. Super trending. You have already talked about this on one of your other properties.
One of my other podcasts.
Tell me about the Xbox.
If you do not have an Xbox in your home, which is sad, and I'm very sorry. If you are an Xboxless home, there's a really good chance if you have kids that they wish you weren't an Xboxless home. Mm-hmm. But you might be saying like, hey, I've heard in the news, I've heard whatever, there's a new Xbox coming out next year. I don't want to buy my kid an old Xbox this year and then have to buy them another new Xbox next year because you don't live in my home where we have 17 of them. What you can do is Xbox started a new program called Xbox All Access.
So this goes live tomorrow.
This goes live tomorrow. So you go to Amazon, there's a little bit of a credit check, and what happens is you pay $32 a month for a new Xbox, and that's going to be for 24 months. That sounds like a lot of money, but what happens is 12 months from now, when the new Xbox comes out, you give them your old one, they give you the brand new one.
It's like leasing a car.
It's like leasing a car, except you get an Xbox instead, which is better than a car, because who needs a car? But the cool thing is, this also comes with what they call Game Pass Ultimate.
Okay.
And if you're a parent, you don't need to know what this is, but what I can tell you is your kid has access to like 200 games that you don't have to pay for because it's wrapped into the subscription. They get 4 brand new games every month and then have access to a library of over 150 really, really good games. Every time a game by Microsoft comes out, you get that for free too. So you don't have to worry about like, hey, I'm getting my kids an Xbox and they're going to want a new $60 game every month. This comes with a bajillion games. It's amazing. All you really need is internet access. Plug this in, download a bunch of games. They're going to be happy for 12 months. Next year, they're going to be happy again. Hell, don't tell them. Just give them the new Xbox. Like, hey, we got you a new one. Aren't we great parents? $32 a month over 24 months. It's like 700 and something bucks. You get 2 Xboxes and a subscription that is going to make your kid very, 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 very happy.
There was a game.
What was it like?
It's not called, I remember. Katamari Damacy.
Oh, that game is so good.
I played that game every day till I won that game. I don't need something that encompasses my life in that way again.
Yeah.
Because I know an Xbox would.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're a parent, you want something to encompass your child's life mm-hmm. so that you can get on with your life a
Absolutely.
Little bit.
I give my kid an Xbox. He's quiet for 2 hours. It's great.
Yes. So what I'm hearing from all of this is convenience.
Absolutely.
So you talked about this, I assume, on Bite Me.
I did, yeah.
And I do want to touch back because holiday time, it's all about giving.
Yes.
And if you're looking for a way to give, a way to make an impact, Cliff's Bite Me team is doing this really beautiful fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network.
Yeah, yeah. We already hit our goal, but we always could use more.
Mm-hmm.
And by we, I mean Children's Miracle Network.
Yeah.
It does great things to help sick kids in hospitals. So if you go to bitemepodcast.com/extralife, that's BYTE, you can continue to donate us. And it benefits kids everywhere across all of North America. So it's a really great charity.
So a lot of times you're listening to a podcast and they're like, oh, give us money through our Patreon. If you are like, yeah, I'm used to shelling out cash to the podcasts I love. We're so Xmas. What do you want me to do for you? Hey, we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Give a couple bucks to the children. That would be awesome.
Absolutely.
Or share it. Share the love. Share the joy. We're all about charity here on We're So Xmas. Community, loving each other.
It's the Christmas spirit, really.
I don't want your money.
No.
I want your love. And I do want a photo of you and your dog in your matching outfits if you do go to dogthreads.com.
Heather showed me this website. She's like, I just want to show you this website so you know what I'm talking about. And I have never thought that I wanted a Hawaiian shirt for my dog, but oh my God, I want a Hawaiian shirt for my dog. I can't even imagine how amazing he'd look.
Human canine coordinated apparel has really gotten to a lovely level.
Yeah.
Shopdogthreads.com. And I had to show Cliff because I'm like, I need you to be here with me right now. Mm-hmm. I need you to see what I'm seeing. It's everything from a collared banana print dress shirt that you and your dog can match to the Hawaiian shirts Cliff was discussing to the sweater sets. I mean, think about those holiday cards. Maybe you want to send out thank you cards to your relatives and you want a picture of you and your dog in a matching sweater set on the front of those cards.
You know, and I think honestly, like, I think we can agree that it's kind of weird when you see, like, I have a friend and his parents 100% of the time wear matching outfits, I think that's kind of weird. And he thinks that's kind of weird. But like you matching your dog, that's adorable.
So adorable.
Nothing weird about that at all.
I give you all my blessings to go to shopdogthreads.com.
I think I might have to get a matching Hawaiian print shirt to my dog.
Well, the more I look, the more I want. We are in the Seattle, Washington area, so home of grunge. We all still wear flannel. It's part of the uniform.
Yeah, you have to.
The very first item on this page is a beautiful classic lumberjack red and black flannel print.
Oh.
I need that.
Yeah, I think you do. Are you going to have a matching outfit for you and both your dogs? Or do you have different matching outfits for each of your dogs?
So my boyfriend and I...
Brilliant.
Would each get the matching, and maybe we would, the four of us would match, or maybe it would be like me and my girl dog and him and the boy dog match.
I would be willing to set up some sort of crowdfunding thing in order to have all four of you wearing the same matching outfit. Like, I would pay money for that.
Well, what's funny is one of the example photos with models of the people and the dog, they're on a rowboat in their Hawaiian shirts. Because it's the longboard barbecue shirt, and they're with their dog. And we very frequently rent rowboats here locally on Green Lake. They have what's called happy hour here in Seattle on Green Lake. So I think the normal price is $28 or $30 per hour, which, by the way, an hour in a rowboat is really all you need.
Because absolutely.
You got to go to the bathroom and stuff, you know, so just bring a lunch, bring some snacks, hop in the rowboat, row out to the middle, float around for 30 minutes and then row back. That's all you ever even want. So, but they have happy hour. So before I think 11 a.m., it's $12 an hour or something. And so frequently we go out to Green Lake, we bring the dogs, we float around in the rowboat, we have treats and snacks. And
okay, so you guys get matching shirts and a rowboat. I'll come out with a camera.
Yeah.
And we'll capture this for posterity. We'll make it a Christmas card, or we'll make it a, I don't know, what else do you send cards for? Something.
I think we should have the graphic turned into a cake.
Yes.
I think I should have it turned into a paint by number for
a t-shirt.
The ceiling. I mean, there are endless options. My mind is an expansive Sahara.
Yeah.
Creative space.
I love it.
Shopdogthreads.com. I've said this website like 15 times because I'm so excited about it.
You know, I think you should mention too, like, we're not like shills for corporate America.
Mm-mm.
This is just crazy crap we find and want to put on the internet. It excites us, and so we hope it excites you. We're not getting paid by Shop Dog Threads.
No. We are 100% my New Jersey came out. Authentic. We are our authentic selves.
Yeah. We just like stuff.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that is my absolute favorite gift to get from other people, and every year somebody gets this for me.
Really?
Is socks.
Oh.
Because I am the person, I mean, if I took my shoes off right now, which I'm not going to do because you're married and I'm in a relationship.
It's fair.
But I never have matching socks on, ever. Oh, those are cool.
Yeah,
what is that?
I don't have any idea.
Oh, I thought it was some video game.
It is something, but I forget what it's from.
I love it when people buy me socks. I don't even care what's on the socks because they're new and they match. And for one day, I will have matching socks. And I feel so good about myself.
The rest of the time, you're Punky Brewster. But that one day, you're on point.
That one day when I open those socks and they match, I feel like my life is together. I'm going places.
I think that is so funny. I don't think I realized I was a big sock person until 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm.
My sister-in-law and brother-in-law bought me a subscription to Foot Cardigan. And at the time, I was like, oh, cool, Christmas socks, neat. And then every month I got a new pair of socks. And not only are they incredibly high quality, I have giant feet and they fit, which was very nice. But every single one is like, oh my God, this is the wackiest sock I've ever, like, I got one with robots.
Mm.
I got one that had like eggs with spatulas. Like, I'm looking at their website right now. They have one with toucans and they have some with Converse on them and some with little teeny woolly mammoths. They're so much fun. And it's like, I don't want to say it's expensive because it's not like, the Xbox we were saying. It's not $32 a month, but it is 11. So $11 a month for socks. Depending on who you're getting them for, might seem a little expensive, but they're incredibly high quality. They last 4 years. And every single month when they get their little Foot Cardigan thing, they'll come out and go, oh my God, these socks are amazing. Like, I was tickled for 6 months. It was great. So
it's a really good gift to get someone who is a social media person.
Yeah.
Because that's just something that you're going to be photographing. I love it.
The person this is the perfect gift for is probably someone that's kind of hard to buy for, like your dad. Mm. And you're like, oh, I mean, if I believe anything about advertising, it's that the only gift you can give a guy is either an apron that shows what a fantastic barbecuer he is.
Or what a fantastic fake six pack he has.
Exactly. Or a tie. Those are the only gifts you can get for men over 30. And like, I think Foot Cardigan is actually a really good gift for them, especially if they're like kind of a corporate executive type. Mm. You're a dude who every day has to wear like a suit and a tie to work. That sucks. And it's super boring. And there's no way for you to really put your personality into that except with your dope socks. Like Heather's boss, mm-hmm. he wears cool socks every day to work. And everyone knows him as the guy who has cool socks. But the rest of the time, he's wearing a suit.
He is Natalie attired. I'll just throw the big words at you.
He looks good. Yeah. He looks good.
I think it's also important to note, we're living in this time where everybody's talking about self-care. One of the things that often goes by the wayside for everyone is replacing your socks.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of us have really beat to heck socks that we're still wearing? If you subscribe to this, gift it to someone, you can say, hey, you know what? Maybe it's time to let go of some of the socks with holes that have been sitting there for 15 years.
I have now is that a lot of my socks from my Foot Cardigan subscription are like 3 or 4 years old now. And I'm like, I wear them a lot. They're starting to get holes in them. I'm like, but I don't want to throw them away because they're such awesome socks. And
well, you know what you can do? This is the crafty part of me. You can make little wrist warmers by cutting the feet off.
I don't know if my wrists have ever been cold.
Really?
No.
I'm out doing all the Christmas tree lightings and I am genetically female, so I'm always cold. Yeah, it comes with the estrogen, apparently. Thank you for joining us.
Continuing to join us.
Yes. Sometimes we get a little wacky, but the holidays, I think, inspire a little
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
A little wackiness.
Do you know what our next podcast is?
What it is or when it is?
Well, I mean, kind of both.
So it's on the 25th.
That's 1 month until Christmas.
The 30-day.
That's like big. If you haven't started shopping yet, you really need to get everything together. Although this year it's kind of weird because Thanksgiving's not until after the 25th. So we still have Thanksgiving to look forward to.
There's a lot.
There's so much
to look forward to. And something that I just learned of today. I didn't know about this because I've never been anywhere close to it before. But apparently when you hit 300 podcasts, that 301th episode.
301th.
They start getting rid of your old episodes, culling them away. Unless the person is subscribed.
Really?
So when you're subscribed, you're like in, you're grandfathered in. You will always have access to the episodes. If you're listening to us and you're like, ooh, I just found you, I'm going to binge on you. Subscribe to us.
We'll hit 300. You know what else they should do?
What?
They should go give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Oh.
It helps Apple go like, oh, hey, these guys are cool. We should push them up a little bit.
Oh, really?
Give us a review. Yeah.
A good review.
I mean, obviously.
I have to assume that if you've listened to these last moments, you're having a better than average time.
Absolutely.
It's like second date at least. Yeah.
My other podcast has like 25 five-star review and 1 one-star review. And I hate that 1 one-star
review.
Who
is it?
I don't know. Some punk kid. It's all right. It's okay. I'm only like a little bit hurt.
What if he followed you here from there?
Oh, we shouldn't have said anything about reviews then.
Punk kids love me though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't mean like punk as in... He listens to good music. I meant as in like stupid little 12-year-old Fortnite twerp. Yeah. Punk is in daft.
We are so Xmas. We so love you.
Absolutely.
And we extra love Jane. Jane, thanks for being here. Our number one fan.
Yes.
Is it weird that I say hi to
Jane? No, absolutely. She loves it, I think.
I love Jane.
Yeah.
We'll be back on the 25th.
Ho, ho, ho.
Mm-hmm. I'll put some jingle bells in there too.